Just testing to see if you had it memorized, that's all. I think we jumped ahead a slide. They were up there, but the message is the most important part of that song. And this morning, I just want to share with you what a privilege it is to serve you here at Peace Lutheran and what a joy it is to share this message with you as well. I'm going to focus in on Matthew chapter 13, Jesus' parable here. A very short parable, only one verse. Decision-making. Making tough decisions. Have you ever had to make a tough decision? I'm sure you have. There I was outside the dean's office of the business school. I was a few minutes away from making a really important decision that would really determine the trajectory of where I would go. You see, I was about ready to declare my major in my second year in college. And if you know me, you know that I show very visibly signs of nervousness very quickly. Sweaty palms. The hands were, as I sat in that chair, sweaty palms, and I rubbed them together. That happened. Blotchy skin. I don't know where I got it from. I think it's my mom. I blame my mom. But I get white patches on the back of my head. My face gets very red when I get very nervous. Now you know when you get me and you catch me. And in my hand, there was a pencil that I was fidgeting. Nervous energy. That's what happens when you're making a very tough decision. And I was. That end of the second year, that's the time that you declare your major. And maybe you had that experience as well when you went to college. Going down one path, if you declare that you're going to be an education major, nothing but joy and lilies in the field. Everything will go just the right direction. But if you choose another path, engineering or business, oh, nothing but trouble down that path. I joke by saying that. But there, my name was called, and in I walked to make that very vital decision. What major would I have in college? That happened right around 1999 at Gonzaga. Tough decisions. Making tough decisions. Think about some tough decisions that you've made. I don't know how you are, but so often when we're faced with a tough decision, we actually go the route of indecision and backing away and really being shy and being very hesitant about stepping forward and making that decision. A man by the name of Regnicker, I don't know who he is, but he had a humorous way of teaching people how to face really tough decisions. And he said this, humorously he said this, when you're facing a tough decision, number one, if you can, avoid making any decision at all if you want to survive, he said. Secondly, Regnicker said this, if you're going to make a really tough decision, find a person close to you to make that decision for you, and let them do it. Then he said, if that doesn't work, then find a committee that can make the decision. See, that's the path we go at Peace. We get a committee together. And then they will make the tough call. And finally, Regnicker says humorously to those, he's a business leader, he says this, he says, if you must make a decision, delay at all lengths so that you don't have to make a decision. Hey, you know, that's the way it works with major decisions. We're sometimes indecisive, we're very hesitant with what comes with us, or we try to get as much information as possible before making that decision. That's a strategy, to wait and hold off and find out all the information. Listing the pros on one side, the cons on the other, the worst case scenario if you go down the business route, the worst case scenario if you become a teacher. Searching out people who have also gone down that path and gathering information with them, but all it is a path toward hesitancy and being very careful about a decision. So many of us are scared of making decisions in today's environment, in the lives that we live. Well, I have good news for you this morning. If you're someone who is indecisive and you hesitate when you're faced with a major decision, it's okay to admit it because actually all the leaders of the Bible have hesitancy and shy away from making decisions. Case in point, maybe the greatest leader in the Old Testament is Moses. And Moses is faced with a major decision in the very beginning of the book of Exodus. God selects Moses, of all people, to be the leader. And this decision is right on Moses, no one else. God says this to Moses, Moses, you can either stay in slavery and under the Pharaoh in Egypt, that's one option, or you're going to be the leader that takes the Israelites into the promised land, and you won't be under the slavery and the oppression of the Egyptians. And God also told Moses at that point that he would pave the path so that they could get to the promised land. I'll provide water, I'll provide sustenance, and all those good things. There it is in Exodus chapter 3. And you know what happened to Moses in Exodus chapter 3? Moses got the blotchy skin, Pastor Lucky thing going. He did. The burning bush is there, and Moses, white patches right here, and his skin started to get blotchy and red. He started to fidget his staff. This happens. It's not recorded in the Bible. I'm pretty sure this is what happens. Oh, actually, you know what Moses did? He actually followed Ragnaker's advice. Literally, he did. Moses tried to get other people to make the decision. I can't speak, God. What about Miriam? She's my sister. She could do it. Then Moses hesitated again. He tried to get a committee around him. Lord, I don't know if I can do it. What about these people around me, Aaron and Moses? So that's the way it works. God puts a committee around Moses. The prophets, every single one of the prophets hesitate. They're indecisive when God calls them. Jeremiah says, whoa, no way, God. Isaiah says, I'm a man of unclean lips. See, if you're a person that is indecisive, it's okay. Everyone in the Bible is indecisive, and they hesitate. God's leaders. What's my point? Well, my point here is Jesus' parable in Matthew chapter 13. Jesus shares a parable about the kingdom of heaven. And in each of Jesus' parables, know this for Bible study down the road, whenever Jesus shares a parable, there's one point that he's exaggerating to make a point. It's a hyperbole to show this is what I want you to take away from this parable. And the one thing that is expanded here in this parable is this man's decisive choice. Jesus tells the parable this way. This man's very decisive. A man looks out on a field and he finds a hidden treasure. And covering it up, out of joy, Jesus says, out of joy this man goes and sells all his possessions. And immediately he buys the field. My goodness, what a decisive person that is. Wouldn't you like to work with someone that decisive and knowing what they want? Yeah, there's a lot of decisiveness here. And what you should know about this parable that Jesus was speaking is that buried treasures were very common in Jesus' day. There weren't things like Oregon State Credit Union, and there weren't storage facilities. So the common practice was, is if you had some valuables, you found a hole in the ground, you dug it, the hole in kind of an indescribable or indistinguishable place, and you buried your treasure in the ground, hoping that no one else would find it. And the rules of Jesus' day said this, that if the treasure would be found, it wouldn't be the property of the person that found it. It would be the person who owned the property. And that explains why this person, this man, immediately goes and sells all his possessions. And he goes and sells them and buys this land, this property, so that he can have it. When you think about this decisive man, who do you know that would ever do such a thing? This parable sounds actually kind of ridiculous. Who would sell everything that they have so that they can find a buried treasure in the ground? Not Moses, not Jeremiah, not Isaiah, not Mary. Actually, no one in this world would probably do such a thing. But my friends, there is one person who would do such a thing. Do you know who it is? It's the story of the Bible. God the Father would do such a thing. And he did, my friends. God the Father looked down on the earth and he saw a treasure that he wanted. And God the Father looked at his son and said, I will give up everything that I have so that I can have that treasure. And quickly, God the Father came up with a plan to send his son to the cross to die, my friends, so that he could get that treasure. And he did it immediately and did not, God the Father did not go Ragnaker's strategy and find out pros and cons of doing what he should do. And he did not go the Moses strategy of backing away and getting a committee around him. See, God the Father acted quickly for his son because he wanted a treasure. You know what that treasure is? You heard it in the children's message today. That treasure is you. You are the pearl of great price. You are the treasure in the ground. God would do anything and do it quickly and decisively to have you in his kingdom so that you may have everlasting life. That's John 3:16. For God so loved the world, he treasured you so much that he gave his only son so that anyone who might believe in him might have everlasting life. God is decisive and right in all the decisions and plans that he makes. Thank the Lord for that. Well, what can we learn, though, today about making important decisions, tough decisions? Now, I'm not talking about things that you know, right and wrong per se, but a lot of decisions in life, they're hard to weigh the balance between what we should do and what's better. They're so often in life, they're preferences of what we should do. A mother took her son to a candy store, and the son went and saw, and she said, you can pick something out, and the son went into the candy store, and he got starry-eyed. He went to one end and licked his lips. Ooh, I want lollipops, he thought. But then he backed away from that, and he went to the other end of the store, and he saw the licorice. I want that. But he couldn't make up his mind. Frantically, he ran around the store not knowing what to do, putting candy in his bag, then backing away, and the mom cried out, make a decision or else we're leaving. And the kid couldn't make up his mind. Frantically, he ran around. Finally, the mom just picked up the son and left. And he had all the moral of the story is the boy had all the options in the world, and he couldn't make one decision. And so he walked away with all the options, and he walked away with nothing. How important it is for us to make tough decisions and go that route and choose and commit ourselves to whatever that decision may be when it's not a sin and it's kind of in the balance. We commit ourselves to whatever that decision is. But the most important thing that we take away is this. Not so much the decision, but it's this. When we're faced with a difficult decision, we take a step back and realize that the most important thing isn't the decision that we make. It's the fact that we're treasured and loved by God. God loves us so much, he sent his son. God loves me so much that when I make mistakes, he forgives me and loves me and pushes me out as his father and stays by my side. And you know what? That frees us to make decisions in life, to know that we're treasured and loved by God. If we make a good decision, no regrets. God loves us. It's great. If we make a bad decision about our career and the choice that we make, it's okay. God loves us. So I got called into the dean of business office, not knowing what to do. I signed my name onto the dotted line. I declared that I would be a business major. How did that work out? In God's good humor, I like to say, it worked out well. But you see, it's not so much about the decision. It's really, as I look back on that event, and it's not even about the decision. It's about the fact that God loved me and treasured me no matter what decision I'd make. That's how much he loves you, and he treasures you as his special people. Amen.